You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. The Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma's annual meeting is just around the corner, November 9th and 10th at Southern Hills Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. And one of the events connected to that is going to be led by our women's ministry. Specifically, I have on this broadcast Kelly King, who serves as BGCO Women's Specialist. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us all about the 2015 Mission Symposium and Celebration.
Absolutely. Usually before the convention starts, before annual meeting begins, there's a pastor's conference that's happening on Monday during the day. And we, and I say we, the women's office, we do a mission celebration. And sometimes that involves some seminars or, you know, special guests. But this year we have a really interesting symposium that we are bringing to the afternoon.
What will the topic and speakers be?
Yes, let me just kind of tell you a little bit. The critical issue for National Woman's Missionary Union, WMU, has been human exploitation for several years, and we've been very involved in that. But it has transitioned into the area of post-traumatic stress disorder. So PTSD is kind of at the forefront of what we are beginning to discuss and helping people learn and, you know, just what is it? How do we deal with that? What does it look like for the church? And so we are bringing in an expert, Captain Michael Coleman. He is a chaplain with the U.S. Army based out of Kentucky. And I actually got to hear Captain Coleman this summer at the Southern Baptist Convention and did a wonderful job of explaining it. And so we're going to start off with him speaking, and then we're going to have a panel discussion with various people who have encountered PTSD.
I think this is so timely. You know, we hear about this in the news. We hear about it talked about online, but few of us have ever stopped to study it or find out what the ministry potential is involved in this issue.
Especially in the last year, you know, with American Sniper being such a popular movie in the mainstream that people kind of felt like, oh, well, that's what that is. And there was a definite depiction in that movie, but most people might not realize that it affects a lot more than just people in the military.
Well, what else is on the calendar for that day?
Sure. We'll end this symposium, and let me just mention real fast, Brian, the panelists include Captain Coleman, and then Joe Williams, who's a retired FBI chaplain here in Oklahoma. Most people will know Joe, just a terrific man. And then some people may not be familiar with Ruth Stevens. Ruth's husband, Paul, is our church planning specialist here, but they served on the mission field in a very secure area. And their children experience PTSD, and Ruth has studied quite a bit and done a lot of training. She'll be part of that particular panel. And then Deborah Johnson, who's a military wife here in Oklahoma, whose husband really was affected by PTSD. So they're going to address that. Then we'll go straight into our missionary appreciation dinner. It's open to anyone, so it's not just for our missionary personnel, but we really try to love on our retired missionaries that have served for so many years, those who might be a past missionary or they're just here in the States right now. But anybody is welcome to come to that. And we have something for missionary parents in addition to that. And it is only for missionary parents. Some people say, well, I want to come so I know how to pray for them. No, this is a really closed fellowship, and they really share the prayer concerns of their children.
Well, it sounds like a great day. This will be November 9th. How could people get more information or check out registration information?
If they will just go online to bgcowomen.org, and at the top navigation bar where it says Other Events, you'll just see a drop-down menu where it says Mission Celebration, and go to that, and you can find out all the information there.
Thanks, Kelly. Well, I want to shift gears just a little bit. It's never too early to start talking about the spring retreats. Everyone knows about the BGCO Women's Retreat, the Ladies Retreat. Kind of give us a heads up of about when that will be, and maybe a little info if you could.
Absolutely. Mark your calendars, April 22nd and 23rd. So it's a Friday-Saturday event. Our keynote speakers this year are Liz Curtis-Higgs and Lisa Harper. Both of them have actually been at False Creek before for our event, and they were so well-loved that it was time to bring them back. It's been several years since we had Liz Curtis Higgs, and everyone loves her. She has a new book called It's Good to Be Queen. In fact, Brian, we've got to have her on the podcast when it gets closer. She'll be a lot of fun to have. And then Doug Matlock here in the state is going to lead worship, he and his band.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thanks for telling us that. I wanted to be sure people start thinking about that even now. Well, we've been talking to Kelly King, who serves as BGCO Women's Specialist. And Kelly, we're coming off a strong state missions offering emphasis, your office, and you lead that in wonderful ways. And you've experienced some events, lots of events, really, through your office. And I wanted to ask, you know, is there a story or some particular thing that encourages your heart in your ministry area right now about what God is doing among Oklahoma Baptists and ladies?
That's a great question, Brian. You know, we just finished our training events. We did 5 different regional events, and it really is meant to equip women to really fulfill their calling that God has placed on their heart in their local church, their family, and really to touch the world with missions and ministries. And the other night, we had our last event in Elk City, and one of the things that we did as an interactive thing on technology, we had people go on their phones during the conference and said, okay, we want you to go to our Facebook page and like it. And so it was really fun because the first person who liked it got a prize. So, you know, women love prizes. But the other night, the first person who liked our Facebook page, I know she had to be 80 years old. I mean, she had her smartphone out, and she was on it, and she was so excited. And that just kind of warmed my heart, just to see this woman who has, you know, given her life to missions and ministries, and she's still learning. She's still willing to learn, and that was a lot of fun.
Amen. Cool. Thanks for sharing that, Kelly. Thanks for coming on to tell us about these events. And I'd encourage everyone listening to this to go right now to bgcowomen.org. Kelly, we'll have you back on and stay tuned to the ministries going on. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.